From the Financial Times in New York, I'm Amy Keene, and this is FT News. Earnings season is once again upon us, and on Friday morning, JP Morgan and Wells Fargo kicked things off for the big U.S. banks. And as our U.S. banking editor Ben McClanahan wrote earlier in the week, it's been a good time to be a banking investor. The combination of higher interest rates, lower taxes, and lighter regulation have all lifted valuations across the sector. But what do the underlying results from the fourth quarter of last year tell us? And to discuss it all, Ben joins us by phone, and in studio with me is U.S. financial correspondent Alistair Gray. Hi, both.
Hi there.
Hey.
So, Ben, what's the overall picture from the sector today?
Well, from JP, the biggest by market cap and the sort of talismanic leader of the sector, it was fine. There's lots of noise in all this. The tax-related charges are dominating discussions among analysts. On the call this morning, the word tax came up 71 times. It was exhausting, the frequency with which we returned to that. It's all to do with the deemed repatriation of overseas profits. But for JP Morgan, of course, a huge global business, this has a big effect. The overall focus was not so much on the one-time charges, but what the overall new regime means for longer-term profits. And Jamie Dimon was unequivocal. It's good news for everyone. That includes employees who will stand to get more money, higher base wages, better benefits. He also referred to customers getting better pricing in future. We'll see about that. But of course, for the bank itself and for shareholders, I think the good news is more obvious in the short term. It means that dividends and buybacks will probably go up this year in the next round of the stress tests. They'll probably make a bigger request to return more capital.
And Ben, there was that one sort of special item, a single loan loss of more than $100 million.
Yeah, this was very interesting. It's connected, the bank confirmed, to that South African conglomerate, Steinhoff. JP was one of the banks in this enormous loan that was secured against shares in that company. Of course, the loan's now worth as little as the shares are. JP and the CFO, Marion Lake, confirmed this was the biggest ever loss they'd had in this margin lending business. And I followed up to ask, so what does that mean? Are you going to insist on that? Lower loan-to-value ratios in future? Does it mean that you're pulling back in this business? And the answer, no, partly because the pain is shared among so many banks in that syndicate, and partly because it's JP Morgan, and they've got a fortress balance sheet. They can easily shrug off a loss. It sounds very big, but this is $25 billion of net income over the year. It doesn't really matter.
And Alistair, moving to Wells Fargo, investors didn't seem too excited by the big tax boost that Wells is getting. Why not?
Yeah, and Wells has, unlike JP, taken an upfront benefit to the tune of $3.4 billion. It doesn't have this repatriation issue or problem that JP does. So that's nice. But investors, as you rightly note, weren't too impressed by that and largely looked beyond that accounting gain to focus on the underlying business, whose performance is rather patchy. And people were especially concerned by yet another litigation charge that Wells has taken. Some of that is a bit historic. I should say $3.25 billion worth of litigation accruals. It's a big hit. Some of it is historic, pre-crisis mortgage abuse stuff that other banks have already settled. Wells hasn't yet. That's up to the authorities, actually, in what order that comes in. More recent stuff, though, as well. This huge mis-selling fake account scandal that erupted almost 18 months ago now. They're still adding to provisions for that. There'll be more detail about what these charges comprise later in the month. But there are also just the regular business of banking at Wells. Nothing disastrous by any means, but a bit ho-hum. The closely watched net interest margin, for instance, you might expect to get a big boost from the Fed's rising interest rates, but that hasn't happened. In fact, they've ticked down.
And cost-cutting, that's a pretty big focus for the bank. What are they doing there?
Yeah, that's become a big part of the turnaround story now under Tim Sloan, the new CEO. And on Friday, the bank set out more detail about how it plans to cut, I think it's $4 billion a year, shave off the annual bill by 2019. They're going to be cutting about, coming on for 900 branches across the US over the next 3 or 4 years, including 250 this year. It's quite interesting this because unlike its biggest rivals, Wells hasn't yet done big paring back of its branch network. You know, the bank's saying that this is just in response to its customers. You know, people are using more online tools and you only need to visit the branch for big events, not the more transactional stuff. And they're stressing they'll have as many branches as the customers want. But clearly it is part of the cost-cutting effort.
And just to wrap up here, anything we can take away from these two bank results for the rest of the week? There's still quite a bit more to come.
Yeah, there's plenty more to come. The fund begins again on Tuesday. With Citigroup and Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley also following in hot pursuit. But JP's results, the investment bank, particularly the trading part of investment banking, wasn't so hot. Fixed income sales and trading revenues, depending on how you strip out or include tax, is off about a third, which was much bigger than most analyst estimates. And I think we're going to see that weakness spread across Wall Street. Deutsche Bank already has said that it's down 22% year on year. And of course, Deutsche's a year ago wasn't as good as JP's. So I think that's an abiding concern for the rest of the banks. But overall, Alice is right that the picture has been brightened immeasurably by this corporate tax reform, which is boosting profits instantly. Mike Mayo, probably the most famous analyst on Wall Street, he put a $4 billion figure on the benefits for JP this year, which the bank didn't row very violently against. In fact, Jamie Dimon put a $3.5 billion figure on it. The point is that almost all of that will flow to shareholders.
All right, well, much more to watch in the week ahead. Thank you, Alistair. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.